She straightens her shoulders as she stands at the corner of 8th Street and 5th Avenue, waiting for the light. There she is, thinks Willie Bass, who passes her some mornings just about here. The old beauty, the old hippie, hair still long and defiantly grey, out on her morning rounds in jeans and a man's cotton shirt, some sort of ethnic slippers on her feet. She still has a certain sexiness, a certain bohemian good witch sort of charm. And yet this morning she makes a tragic sight, standing so straight in her big shirt and exotic shoes, resisting the pull of gravity. She must have been spectacular 25 years ago. Men must have died happy in her arms. Willie Bass is proud of his ability to discern the history of a face, to understand that those who are now old were once young. The light changes, and he walks on. She was over by the swings, playing a clapping game with another bigger girl. Her t-shirt was pink today, the same pink as her lips. She had on the purple jeans again, white sneakers. He watched until the bell rang, then returned to the van, where he sat in a stupor of happiness. Back at the shop, he tackled a repair job he'd been putting off for 2 days. His happiness inspired him. A customer phoning to complain about his repair of her humidifier broke the spell, and he began to see himself for what he was. A man gearing up for suffering. Around noon, he made himself a couple of peanut butter sandwiches and ate them sitting on a kitchen chair out in the yard. His mind turned to Nancy's plans to grow tomatoes along the fence if he ever invited her to move in. He had always pitied her for loving him. But now that he loved somebody just as hopelessly, he found himself in awe of her faculty for self-denial and acceptance. He decided to phone her, see how she was. He caught Nancy just as she was leaving for work. She told him she was feeling guilty about Tasha, her dog. "This place boils with the air conditioning off," she said, "but if I leave it running, I'll get evicted." "Bring her here," he said. It wasn't an offer he'd ever thought to make before. On Saturday morning, Celia and Rachel go for their first professional pedicures together at Angie's Nails. They pick their colors. Celia goes for plum, Rachel for pale pink, then follow Angie to the back of the shop. From the pedicure table, Celia watches as a woman arrives with a box of chocolates for Angie's birthday. She's freckled and small, with a face that's both childlike and weathered.
"I need those like a hole in the head," says Angie, and the woman offers them round the shop.
As she turns to Celia and Rachel, her leg buckles and she lets out a cry. The box drops to the floor, the woman teeters. Celia, jumping to her feet, catches her by the wrist.
"Oh, jeez," the woman gasps. "I'm sorry. I get these leg spasms. It's like somebody stuck a knife in you."
Rachel has retrieved the box and is offering it to the woman.
"Oh, thanks, sweetie. Help yourself to as many as you want."
"You can have one," Celia says. "Two," Rachel says in a small, pleading voice.
"Okay," says Celia. "I'm a bad mother," she thinks. "I'm a pushover."